This Day in Hawaiian Music History. Most of what can be learned about the multi-talented Eddie Bush cannot be found in the history books. Rather, the most pertinent information about this gentleman's life and career comes from page 5 of the October 28, 1933 edition of the Honolulu Star Bulletin on the occasion of his first visit to and performance in Hawaii. So we start from there and work backwards. Eddie's father and mother left Hawaii in 1901. So young Eddie, born September 6, 1911, called Milwaukee home. Sure, Eddie learned to play the steel guitar, but that is not what he first became well known for in music circles. With a vocal range well beyond high C, I suppose you could call Eddie Bush a falsetto. But music teachers instead believed that, technically speaking, he should more appropriately be termed a lyric soprano, a descriptor the young man said sounds kinda sissy to me. But Eddie would have the last laugh, his steel guitar chops and stratospheric voice taking him far fast. His parents moved to Los Angeles when he was only 13, but by the age of 15, Eddie had teamed up with Paul Gibbon and Bill Seckler, a group which performed both Hawaiian and hot jazz. Bandleader Earl Burnett hired all three of them to join his orchestra, performing at the prestigious Biltmore Hotel, and the featured outfit became known as the Biltmore Trio. The group waxed their first sides as early as 1928, when Eddie was only 17 years old. This was but the beginning of a long and illustrious career during which Eddie assumed the steel guitar chores with first Dick McIntyre's Harmony Hawaiians, then ice skating star Sonia Henie's touring company, and finally Harry Owens' orchestra during that group's run of TV shows in the early 1950s. He did a stint at the famed Seven Seas Supper Club in Hollywood, as well as at the Fremont Hotel in Las Vegas, and at some point in between, with his slight build and riding skills, Eddie found time to play the horseback riding body stunt double for such film stars as Lupe Velez, Dorothy Sebastian, and even Douglas Fairbanks. He was also an avid swimmer and tennis player. While most of his career coincided with the 78 RPM single era, he wrapped up his career in the long playing era with his first and only LP, before his untimely passing from lung cancer in 1969 at the age of 58. I would be delighted if you could hear both Eddie's fabulous steel guitar playing and his angelic falsetto. Here are a few of those tracks right now. From his first ever session with that original Biltmore Trio in 1928, and another from a decade later in 1939 with Manny Klein as leader, here are the inimitable sounds of the voice and steel guitar of Eddie Bush. Plantation, and Maori Brown Eyes, featuring the steel guitar and heavenly voice of Eddie Bush, who was born on this day, September 6th, in 1911. For This Day in Hawaiian Music History, I'm Bill Wynn. You're listening to Ho'olohe Ho Radio.